A confrontation between Argentina's powerful farmers and the country's president is starting to affect food prices all over the world. Argentina is one of the world's largest grain, beef, and soybean producers, but nothing is leaving the farm gates because the farmers are striking over a proposed tax on food exports. President Cristina Fernandez Kirchner called out her supporters yesterday to show solidarity. From Buenos Aires, Richard Reynolds reports.
The rally held in mid-afternoon crippled the city. Banks and government offices all closed early. Even the airport was shut for 7 hours to allow unionized workers to attend the rally. And Kirchner's speech didn't fail to disappoint this crowd. She railed against what she called the greed of the farmers and said that the Plaza de Mayo was the only place for her speech. The plaza is for all Argentines, she said. It echoes her standard speech in which she says she governs for all Argentines, not just the farmers. The nation has been split over the taxes Kirchner imposed over the past 6 months on exports of agricultural products, which reach levels of 42%. The farmers have struck in protest and blockaded roads around cities. The ensuing mess has resulted in shortages of food and fuel in the capital. But the anti-government protests have little to do with the merits of the taxes, according to Maximiliano Rios, a political scientist.
The people in the cities, they don't know about the farm and the taxes and the complex situation in the farm and the, or in the economy in Argentina. I think that they are upset because the president's style is very, very furious, and she speaks all the time by screaming.
The president also announced yesterday that she would put her taxes to a vote in Congress after initially imposing them by decree. That was intended to defuse the situation, but after the speech, the farmers remained unimpressed, and they said the roadblocks they had set up on dozens of major highways would remain. And it seems like the farmers may well have the support to outlast the president. On Monday, 2 days before the president's speech, people across this country again took to the streets and banged pots and pans and blew their car horns in what's become a traditional form of anti-government protest. Several million reportedly took part. Political scientist Rios agrees that the government has an uphill battle to win back support.
Demonstration of the people of the Monday was bigger than the Plaza de Mayo yesterday. The Plaza de Mayo yesterday was 200,000, 100,000. That's not the whole population of Argentina. Argentina has 40 million people.
Rios, like opponents of the government, describe Kirchner's style as authoritarian. He doesn't see an easy solution to the current crisis, and with Kirchner's approval rating below 20% after just 6 months in office, it will take more than drums to salvage her political power. For The World, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.